We're going to start here at the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing for what we left off on yesterday's daf, which is that the Gemara compared Baal Mum to a Tamei. The Gemara said, because of that, we had a Hava Mina that maybe you could be Poder, maybe you could redeem a Tameim, because they have the same din as a Baal Mum. So the Gemara wants to know, O Baal Mum, heka ikre Tamei. Where do we find such a situation where the Baal Mum is called a Tamei? Titania, we have a Breita. Vim kol beima Tameia, asher lo yakrubu menu korban Lashem. Here it's talking about Yarichoto, that they were going to bring an Erech, they're going to assign a value to it and redeem it, but it's talking about a behemat mea. So what are we talking about here? Bebalim mumim shenifdim hakatuv midaber. It's talking about a case of balim mumim. Atom er bebalim mumim shenifdu. You think it's talking about balim shenifdu? O enu ela behemat mea mamash. Maybe it literally means a behemat mea that you were makdish. You're makdish a behemat mea that can't go on the mizbeach. That means you only give it kedushat damim. Then you have to redeem that animal, pay hekdesh for it, and that monies or the monies go to hekdesh as being hekdesh. That's called kedushat damim. How do you know that we're talking about a balim mumim over here? Kshomer, because there's another pasuk. Bim behemat mea ufadaber kecha. So harei behemat mea amura. We already have an explicit pasuk that tells us the din by behemat mea. So we don't need another pasuk by behemat mea. So what's the meaning of tmea over here? The meaning of tmea over here is baal mum. Hamanei mikayim im kol behemat mea bebalim mumim shnifdu akatub midaber. So there we see that there is this usage of the term tamei for a baal mum. And that's what led us to the havamina that we had before on the previous daf, that maybe a tamei should have the same din as baal mum, and that it can be nifde. So where it says yachu yivdu a mum over, I would think maybe the ptia of a baal mum applies even to a mum over, a temporary blemish. Tamalomar sherlu yakrubu mimenu korban Hashem. It's only a behemat mea which cannot be brought as a korban to Hashem. Well, I misha ena kreva Hashem kolikar. Something that can never end up on the mizbech. That's a mum kavua. That's a permanent blemish. Yatzazu shena kreva yom kreva the machar. A temporary blemish. A mum over is going to go away and eventually will be allowed to go on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's not included in the pasuk of redemption. You wait for the mum over to disappear. Only on a mum kavua are you allowed to be poder the kodshim. So here we have that conclusion, or what we are looking for, the idea that the word tamei is used to describe a baal mum. Now the Gemara says, motiv rav huna bar menoch ha'ofot. These items, if they become tamei, whether it's an oaf that's brought as a korban, itzim, the wood that's brought for the mizbech, velevona, or the frankincense, ukli sharet, and utensils in the mikdash, shenitmeu, they became tamei, ein lehem pidyon, you're not allowed to redeem them. Shalonim er pidyon el bebeima. The only thing that is allowed to be redeemed is an animal, beima. Now, bishloma, ufot, by the ufot, we understand why you can't redeem them, kedushat agufninu. You were mekadesh them to be brought in the mizbech, and when they're mikdash on the mizbech, they have kedushat aguf, and we know by Kedushat HaGuf, there is no redemption. Kedushat HaGuf is a Kedushat that takes hold of the object to the point where there is no redemption. It either ends up in the Mizbeach or ends up in the Sreifa. But the other items, when we're dealing with these other three items, Lifriku, once they become Tamei, why can't you redeem them? Must be because in general, Tohorim are not Nifdei. Even though they became Tamei here, Kit Tohorim Damu. They have a din like Tohorim. So now, if they're like Tohorim and they can't be nifdei, that's a question on the position that was posited by Shmuel yesterday. Shmuel said on yesterday's daf, I'm a Shmuel, afilu hein tohorim nifdim. Items that are tohor, you can be redeemed them. Doesn't have to be tamei, even tohorim, you can redeem them. Over here, we have a braita that is telling us, no, that's not true. When it comes to these items that are not really bar mikabli tumah, they don't really accept tumah, and yet, what we say over here, that they have a din like tohorim, and therefore they can't be redeemed. That goes against the position of Shmuel. Why are they like tohorim? Of course, are not items that become ochel. They're not ochel, and therefore they're not mikabel tuma. Ela chibat kodesh meshavlu uchlo. The only reason they are mikabel tuma here is because they have a special status within kodesh. Because kodesh, chibat kodesh, the affinity for kodesh gives them this unique status, which allows them to be mikabel tuma. But otherwise, they're not really mikabel tuma. The etzim, kama dolo meshavlu hudegzirim. Etzim, wood, until it's made into a, or carved down into the point where they're actually wood blocks or made into planks or carved wood to be put on the mizbeach. They do not become muksha the kabel tuma because they are not shaped in any way. So therefore, they're not to make kabel tuma over here. The vonanami. Comment a little kitchen of a cliche rate. As long as you don't put it into a cliche rate, lo mit kashra. It doesn't have a heksha the kabel tuma. So over here, we're dealing with items that are otherwise tihorim, but they are becoming tame here. Now, what Rashi points out is when it says tuma ninu elamishum chibat kodesh, dechtiva basar, leravot etzim olivona. We have a reboy by the word basar to say that etzim olivona are included in the parsha of tuma. Vahani mile kimishafilu. That's only if they're scraped down. They're made into nice logs, into nice shaped wood to be put on the mizbeach, the chazul ha'maracha. Then they're mekabel tuma dirabonon. So Rashi says, without this, they're tohorim legamrei. And when we say over here, ki tohorim dami means not like tohorim, but literally tohorim. And the only time that they would become tamei is if they're shaped. And then they're shaped as a tuma dirabonon because of chibat kodesh. That's the way Rashi reads our Gemara here. Tosfos, on the other hand, says, well, the fact that it says ki tohorim dami, mashmo, that they are mekabel tuma, just it's not choshiv tuma in this instance. So that means Tosfos, what Tosfos explains here is, no, he thinks that if you shape the wood, they're mekabel tuma d'oraita. That already becomes, it gets a shame kli, and that's mekabel tuma d'oraita. Whereas over here, when we're talking about chibat kodesh, that's when they're not shaped. When they're not shaped, then they are mekabel tuma, it's only tuma d'rabonon. And that's why the Gemara uses ki tohorim d'amu. They're like tohorim. They're tohorim d'oraita, but they have this tuma d'rabonon because of chibat kodesh. But not that they're literally tahor. Rashi, again, has it that wood in general is tahor. If you shape them, then it elevates it to the level where it can have this chibat kodesh, this din d'rabonon, and become tamei. Tosfos explained, the wood is in its original state, then chibat kodesh can come and be metamei et midrabonon. If you shape them already, then they're able to acquire tuma d'oraita. And that tells us, speaks about that there was a klisharet, that a kardum, that a special axe that was used, or hatchet that was used to carve the wood, and that was a klisharet. And when you use that klisharet on the wood, where this sugi is found about the shaping of the wood, that's what made it ra'ui le maracha, and that making ra'ui le maracha makes it also ra'ui le kabel tuma d'oraita. Because the klisharet has worked on it, and it's mekadeshit. Mekadeshit kedushat aguf. And therefore, it can be mekabel tuma d'oraita. So that's a machloket between Rashi and Tosafot, exactly what it means over here. Kita orim, number one. And number two, what is the etzim? What is the status of these etzim here that it can be mekabel tuma d'rabanan b'chibat ochlim? Then, in addition to that, when it comes to the klisharet, nami hovid la tara b'mikveh. And the klisharet, since they have the ability to become tohor in the mikveh, they're not considered to be really tmeim. They're tohorim, really, but they're tmeim temporarily because they can be fixed. So the Gemara's assumption is here we have these items, these three items, that have a quasi sense of being tahor, and yet you're not allowed to redeem them. That will go against Shmuel's position that we said yesterday. Shmuel says our Mishnah is labdavka. Our Mishnah says that you can redeem tmeim, and he says labdavka, even tohorim. But now we have a braita that seems to stipulate that you can't be mifrak, you can't be podeh, even items that are tohorim. Or somewhat tohorim. Gemara says, like Shmuel, the din is that tohorim can't be niftin v'hani. What is the reason over here? We don't allow you to redeem these items. Meshum delo shchicheyu. These items are not common. So since they're not common, we're not going to let you redeem them. The gizbar needs these items, and he can't get a hold of them in many places. And since they are uncommon items, we're going to say no redeeming them, because then hektesh will lose out and won't get these items. So bishlam alivona uklisharet lo shchiche. When it comes to livona, frankincense, and when it comes to klisharet, okay, I understand they're not so common. Wait a minute. Wood? You can find wood trees anywhere. That's not something that's not common. Etzim nami came into marmarkol etch nimsa batolat. Any wood that has either a worm in it or rot in it. To find such good wood, dried out wood that doesn't have this problem, that is very unusual. So it is another uncommon factor. And since these items are uncommon, therefore we do not allow you to redeem them. Because if you could be podeh them when they're tohorim and take them out to chulim, then the gizbar won't have what he needs in order to do the avodah and the mikdash. The treasurer will not be able to get the items or purchase items that Hekdesh needs. But if people are makdish them and he can hold on to them and force them to leave them there, that will be helpful for him. Samra papa ishmiel ed ishmo, ha? Had Shmuel heard this braita, he would never have said what he said. Someone who donates tmimim. These are animals that otherwise could go on mizbeach. But he's giving it to Berak HaBayit. He's giving it to the treasury of the Mikdash. Instead of putting him on the Mizbeach, he's giving it to the treasury. Ein podim otam el Mizbeach. They can only be bought from Hekdesh to be used for the Mizbeach. So even though they've been Mukdash for their monetary value, not to be placed on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, since they are ra'oi le mizbeach, they must get onto the mizbeach in the end. Therefore, we have people who come and purchase them in the end to give the monies to Hekdesh. Those animals don't go out to chulin. They can only be used to put on the mizbeach. Shekula ra'oi le mizbeach, enu tzei mizbeach le'oldam. That something that's ra'oi le mizbeach can never leave the framework, the sphere of influence of the mizbeach. Over here, we're talking about things that were mukdash for their monetary value. In nivdin, because they are tahor, you can't be redeem them. He would have gone back on it. Shmuel would have at this point would have said, okay, fine. He's even talking about things that are kadosh for kedushat haguf, and he says that tohorim you could be nivdu. Over here we're talking about items that were for kedushat damim, and you can't be poder them if they are tohorim, and they could have ended up in the mizbeach. So certainly Shmuel would never have said his din. Gemara says velohi. Shmuel does not agree with that position. Shmuelay, he heard about this brayta velo hader bein. He didn't change his position. Lava marz hatam. Didn't we explain the previous brayta came to loshchiche lo mifrike? Since they are not common items, therefore they were not permitted to be redeemed. Achanami came to shchiche mumin. Since they are are many blemishes that can show up in an animal. The paslei bebehema, afilu dodokin shivayin. Even this seems to be the easiest mum to come about. It even happens at the time of shechita. It can happen very easily. Some sort of problem in the eye. That type of mum, which comes very easily, and therefore we can be posel behemot all the time. Therefore, ilkach lo shechichei becomes that the behemot are also uncommon. Getting a behemat mima that can go on the mizbeach is an uncommon item. Since it's an uncommon item, therefore they made a takono that you can't be podeh when it's torim. Generally, torim you can be nifterim, they can be redeemed. But over here we have exclusions for things that are uncommon items, so that the gizbar, the treasurer, can hold on to these items to be used for the purposes of the mizbeach or the purposes of the mikdash. So Rav Kana Amar, Rav Kana comes and argues on the position of Shmuel. Rav Kana says, Tmeim niftim, torim ein niftim. Kana says the opposite of Shmuel. He says, when it says in the Mishnah, literally, nitme'u, that's literal, and we don't say that was lav dafka. That means that only tmeim are allowed to be redeemed, torim are not allowed to be redeemed, and obviously the two brayta that we just brought down would work well with that position of Rav Kana. V'chein amar Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia also agrees with this position of Rav Kana. Tmeim niftim, torim ein niftim. Igadam, Rabbi Yoshia, afilu torim niftim. So we have another lashon in Rabbi Yoshia where he agrees with Shmuel. So we have Shmuel versus Rav Kana, and then we have Rabbi Yoshia where we're not clear if he holds like Shmuel or if he holds like Rav Kana. We have a lashon in each direction. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kulan tmeim niftim, torim ein niftim, chutz me'asirat teifa shel minchat choteh. He says, I agree with that position of Rav Kana that tmeim you can be podeh, torim you cannot be podeh. There is one exception to that rule, and that's the asirat teifa of a minchat choteh. Now, when a minchat choteh, we're talking about here a mincha korban ole v'yoreid. It's a chatat that has multiple tiers to it. It can be behemot. If you don't bring behemot, you can bring birds. If you don't bring birds, you can bring a mincha. That's why it's called an ole v'yoreid, because depending on your economic standing will determine what you bring. So what happens to a person? Because over there it says, Amrat Torah ben chatato al chatato. The Torah uses terminology al chatato and mei chatato. Mei chatato sounds like from the chatat that you brought. Al chatato means in addition to the chatat you brought. And from there, Rashi brings it down here. There's a limud in the Gemara Pritut that teaches us that if a person originally had set aside a behema because he was wealthy enough to bring a behema, and then he became poor, then we say mei chatato. There it reads mei chatato from that chatat. He sells the behema, and he takes whatever money it would take to buy either birds or the minchad, depending on how poor he is now. The remaining money goes out to chulin. On the other hand, if he was poor, and he was bringing, he already set aside monies or set aside a minchat choteh, he was going to bring a mincha, then he became wealthy, and now he wants to upgrade to a bird or to an animal. In that case, we also allow him to do that. We say al chatato, that he's allowed to add on to the mincha that he has. He sells out the mincha, he takes that money, and that money he then adds additional money to buy the bird or the behema. So in those instances, the Torah gave a special dispensation that if the economic situation of this individual changes, that he's allowed to sell the item that he set aside, and then either use the monies partially for a korban and the remainder for himself, or use those monies in addition to more monies from his household to increase the korban that he brought. But he says, Rebbe says that's one exception. Now, Amar Rav Hoshea, Shamati pigo b'mincha the Rabbi Shimon enu metami tumat ochlim. There was pigo that happens. I'm going to add a machshevet pigo by a mincha. That mincha will never be metami tumat ochlim. It cannot receive tumat because it never becomes ochel. Where do we know that from? It's not. Really, maybe it's a tosefta that is found in Uksin or La. V'kilei Kerem. V'shor aniskal ve'egla rufa v'tzipreir mitzora petar chamur basar bechalav kulam metamim tumat ochlim. All of them are mekabel tumat ochlim. These items are all items that are asurei hana. They're ochel, but they're asur be'ana. Orla. Orla are fruits in their first 3 years, not allowed to be consumed. Kilei Akerem is kilayim from the mixture of a vineyard and grains. Those become asur be'ana. Again, they're ochel, but they're asur be'ana. Shor niskal is a shor that's going to be taken out to be stoned. And if someone shechs that shor niskal, or if the shor niskal was niskal, and then the nevela that's left afterwards, those items, begla rufa, in case of begla rufa, either Tosfos brings down two interpretations of what the Egla Rufa is here. Either it's an Egla Rufa, they did Shechita on it. He took it down to Nachal Eitan, and that's Mekadesh it according to one Mandamar. And we did Shechita on it, that's Asur Bana. Or the other din is according to the one who says that the Egla Rufa, he did the Arifa from behind the neck, and that made it Asur Bana. And how come it's not a Nevela over here? It's not a Nevela because it was done the proper way. Arifa is the proper way to deal with the Egla Rufa. And it's like Shechita, and it's Metairet Midei Nevela. Bitziporei Mitzora, the Tziporim that the Mitzora brings, one to be shecht and use the blood for the dipping, and the other one to be let go free. Those are also asur bana. Petar chamor, to give a set to the kohen. If for your firstborn chamor. And if you don't do that, then the chamor is killed, its neck chopped off with the arifeta. So that's also basar b'chalav, which is also asurbana. All these items, kulam mitameim tumat ochlim. All of them can accept tumat ochlim. Again, even though they're asurbana, they're still ochel. And since they're ochel, even though one can't consume them and they're asur, they nevertheless can be mekabel tumat. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says kulan ein mitameim tumat ochlim. None of these are mekabel tumat ochlim because they're asurbana. Only something that is permitted for someone to eat or something to eat is allowed to get tumat ochlim, or has the ability to get tumat ochlim. But something that can never be consumed, not by the mizbeach, not by an individual, not by a non-Jew, any of those items, if that's the case, it's not mikabel tumat ochlim. The only exception to that is basar b'chalav, shenemar tumat ochlim, ol baitala shato kosher. Because basar b'chalav is really made up of two items that were originally heter. You have basar and chalav. They were originally fine to eat. Just when they were cooked together and mixed together, that's what created the problem over here. So he agrees, by basar b'chalav, you know, it's asur b'ana now, they had a point in time where they could be consumed, therefore they have tumat ochlim. So we have this position of Rabbi Shimon. Again, to clarify Rabbi Shimon's position is that in order to accept tumat ochlim, you need to have what's called a shata heter, or someone has to have the ability to consume this item at some point. A human being, an animal, the mizbeach, a goy, whoever it is. But because they're asurei hana, nobody can consume them. Since nobody can consume them, they do not accept tumat ochlim. V'amar v'asiyam Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason behind Rabbi Shimon's position? It says, mikola ochel, asher ye'achel. Ochel shata yochol la'achilo la'achirim. Ochel that you give to others to eat. Karei ochel. Then as a din of ochel, as a shame ochel, and it can be a kabel tumah. Ochel shiata yochol la'achilo la'achirim. Ochel that you can't give to others, inner karei ochel. Doesn't have a shame ochel. Doesn't have a shame ochel. Can't be a kabel tumah tochlim. V'apigil b'mincha, nami ochel shiata yochol la'achilo la'achirim. And pigil by the mincha has that same status. When someone's mefagil, the mincha is machshev pigil when he does the kmitza of the mincha. Now that mincha is osur ba'ano. You can't do anything with it. You can't put it on the mizbeach. You can't give it to the kohenim to eat. All you can do is be nisraf. You can burn it. And since all you can do with it is burn it, nobody can eat it, that becomes something that never reaches the status of being edible to anyone or consumable to anyone. And because of that, it will never be mekabel tumat ochlim. Yochi, Mar says, if that's the case, basar b'chalav namitipulei ochel shata yachol achilo rachim hu. If that's the case, why don't we say basar b'chalav is really something that you can feed to others? Why, Titania? We have a brayta. We said before that basar b'chalav is asur ba'ano, which is the din. But there is a position of Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see in a second, that basar b'chalav is only asur b'achila, not asur ba'ana. And this is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, the shita to, should really say, why is basar b'chalav able to be mekabel tumat ochlim? Not because the milk and the meat at one point had shat heter. No. You know why? Because basar b'chalav is not asur ba'ano. Because we have here a position. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon, basar b'chalav asur b'achila. Umutar ba'ana. Says over name Rabbi Shimon, it's asur b'achila, mutar ba'ana. Shinemar. Because it says, ki am kadosh atah l'shem elokecha, lo tevashel gedi b'chalav imo. When it talks about the isur basar b'chalav, it calls us am kadosh atah. Ulalan Omer, and it says further on, v'anshe kodesh tumli, u'basar b'sadeh treifa lo tlu, la'kelev tashlichu noto. So over there, by a treifa, it says, it calls us Anshe Kodesh, which is similar to Am Kodesh. So therefore we have a Gzeira Shav over here. And by a Treifa, we know that one may not eat it, but it's not Osir Ba'ana. It says, the Kelev Tashlichin Oto, you can throw it at your animals to eat. So there's no Isra Ana over there. So just like Malahala and Osir Ba'achila Mutar Ba'ana, just like by a Treifa, there's only an Isra Achila, not an Isra Ana. Afkan Osir Ba'achila Mutar Ba'ana. Also over here, we're talking about a case where it's Osir Ba'achila Mutar Ba'ana. When it says, Chada Ba'od Kamar, when Rabbi Shimon spoke, they said, one, and ode, chada, number one, why basar b'chalav can be kamel tumat ochlim is, she'etze ochel da'at yoyichol achilo la'acherim. Number one, it's not asur ba'ana. Ve'ode, l'didei nami, haitelo shata kosher. Where even if you were to say that it was asur ba'ana, l'didei nami, even those people who think that basar b'chalav is asur ba'ana, it still has mekabel tumat ochlim because haitelo shata kosher. Now, Tosfos mentions over here, why is it that Rabbi Shimon in all these instances talks about items that are not mekabel tumah? Like here we're saying about pigul b'mincha. Why don't we talk about ola? Ola is in a case where you had a live animal. A live animal is asur b'achila, and it's not mekabel tumah. From the moment you shecht an ola, there's nothing there that can be eaten. Nobody can eat the ola. Everything can jump on the mizbeach. So Tosus concludes from that, and I mentioned this before, that Rabbi Shimon believes that achila can be achilat adam, achilat beima, achilat goy, or even achilat mizbeach. Achilat mizbeach qualifies as being achila, something that's roi l'achila, and therefore can be mekabel tumah. V'teido, da'itzim levona mekabelim tumah, the Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that itzim levona are mekabel tumah, but there's no achila by itzim levona, but there is achila. What's the achila there? It's achilat mizbeach. based on that, Tosafot says that Rishimoni agrees. This idea of achila is much more broad than we think. It's not just human consumption. It's animals, goyim, mizbeach. Anybody who can consume it is included in that concept of achila. So meitve. Now the Gemara has a question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh notar shu metamei tumat ochlim, yesh notar she'eino metamei tumat ochlim. There's a certain type of notar, items that were supposed to be eaten by the kohenim that were left over to mekabel tumat ochlim, and others that are not. Ketzad. What's the case? Lan lifnei zrika, if it was left over night, past its time, before they did zrika tadam, eino metamei tumat ochlim. Then there's no tumat ochlim. Why? Because the item's not roi for anything now. Not roi for the eaten. It's not roi for the mizbeach. The only thing you can do with it is be nisraf. That has to burn it. Achar zrika, if there was after zrika tadam, then it's metamei tumat ochlim. Why? Because it had a shata kosher. Shata kosher either for it to end up on the zbech, like we said by the Ola, or shata kosher that the kohenim could have eaten it. And then if it's left over, at that point when it's left over, then it's a problem because it had a shata kosher, and it can be mekame tuma tochlim. Upigol. If it had pigol, ben kodshe kodashim, ben kodshim kalim, eno metame tuma tochlim. When it comes to pigol, there is no concept of tuma tochlim. Why? Because pigol makes it pasul right away. Pigol never allows it to get the head there. Pigol is not supposed to be put on the zbech. Pigol is not supposed to be eaten by Adam. If you have a machshevet pigol, an individual has a machshevet pigol by a korban, the korban is pasul. Yes, he did everything right in terms of putting it on, but he had the wrong machshava. That wrong machshava makes it useless, and you have to burn it. There's nobody can consume it. Not the mizbeach, not an adam. And here comes our big problem. Pigol by mincha metamei tumat ochlim. He has pigol by the mincha. He is metamei tumat ochlim. So this is a statement by Rabbi Shimon, explicit against the position of Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi tried to conclude that according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, there would be no metumat ochlim by pigol by mincha. And yet over here we have an explicit statement that it is. Amar says lo kasho kanjai talak shata kosher kanchelo italak shata kosher. It depends. If it had a shata kosher, that's what we're talking about in the bright over here. That's when it can be mekabel tumat ochlim. What we're talking about back when Rabbi Yoshi was talking about Rabbi Shimon, he's saying a case where there was no shata kosher. Hey, chidami, what's the case that you don't have shata kosher? Do I have shata kosher? Because a mincha is made up of shemen, libona, and solet. These are items that could have been edible at some point in time. They're ochel at periods of time. So what's the story over here? Mara says, Dr. Shino bin mechubar, that they were makdish the items already when they're mechubar the karko. They were still attached to the tree. They were still attached to the ground. And they were makadish them at that point for before a mincha. Mara says, velerfkinu. So redeem them. When you're makadish them when they're mechubar, that's a kedushat damim. That's not kedushat aguf yet. That hasn't reached the point of klisharei. In order to be kadosh where you can redeem them, you should be able to redeem them. So Mara says, hanicha lachak nishla da'ama Rabbi Yoshe tmeim niftim tarim eni niftim shapir. It goes well according to the Rabbi Yoshe. Remember, before we had two lishonot in Rabbi Yoshe, one like Shmuel and one like Rav Kahana. So according to lashon of Rabbi Yoshe, like Rav Kahana, which is that tmeim can be redeemed, torim cannot be redeemed, that'll work out nicely. You'll be mekadosh but mechubar. Why can't you redeem it? Because it's tahor. It's tahor, you can't redeem it. Then you make it into a mincha. It's been kadosh all the way along. There was never a shat hat there. It was never be allowed to be consumed by anybody. Then you get to the point where you're bidding on mizbech. You did pigle at that point. That pigle ruins it for the mizbech, ruins it for everybody. Never had a shat to kosher. That's why there's no tumat ochlim. In any other instance, either if it became tamein, you could have redeemed it. Or it was a case where it was made bitara, but it wasn't nidgash b'mechubar. You only mekadosh b'talush when it was already separated and already had a shat kosher. But that shat kosher, and you have tumat ochlim over here. That's different than a behema. I mentioned this before. It's different behema because behema, while it's alive, is not mekabel tuma and it cannot be eaten. At the moment of shchita, then it becomes kadosh. At the moment of shchita, it's kadosh, and the ma'aseh pigol, the machshev pigol happens. It's pasul legamrei, and there was never shata kosher. So Gemara says, okay, it works well. According to Lishna, Rabbi Yoshe tmeim niftim torim eni niftim shapir. Ach nishna. According to the other Lishna, that Rabbi Yoshe agrees with Shmuel. Damar afilu torim niftim lifrakinu. Let him redeem it. Hashto miolo pori. Gemara says, but he didn't redeem it. Doesn't matter. He could have redeemed it, but he didn't redeem it. Since he didn't redeem it, never had shata kosher. Gemara says, okay, indeed, boy, pori clay. Wait a minute. Since he had the opportunity to redeem it, we already know from Shimon that's enough. Shemini leh Rabbi Shimon. Damar kolo made liftot kipadui dami. We know the sheet that Rabbi Shimon is that if you have the ability to redeem it, it's as if it's redeemed. How do I know that? Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer paraduma. We're talking about paraduma mutamei tumat ochlim. It is mekabel tumat ochlim. Why? Hovayta lashata kosher. Because at one point it was edible. What do you mean? At one point it was edible. When you shech the paraduma, that's when it's that moment. It gets burnt. It's aser banah from that moment forward. When was the shata kosher? Alive. It's not edible. Shecht it. It's a paraduma. What are you talking about? Parmelachish Omer ya Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says para nivdeit agabe merachata. Rabbi Shimon believes you can redeem the para even to the point when it's sitting on its pyre. You can redeem the paraduma. Why would you redeem a paraduma? In order to replace it with a better paraduma. You had a better one, and therefore you can redeem it all the way along. Since you had the opportunity to redeem it, even though you didn't take it up, it's kipadui dami. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, that's why it's mekabel tumat ochlim. Where it says, achi ashta. How can you compare a paraduma to the case of mincha? Bishlama para omedet livdoti, shimatza cheret na'amimena mitzvah livdota. Because if you find a nicer paraduma, there's a mitzvah to upgrade to the better one. Ela hani menachot mitzvah livdota? These menachot, why is there a mitzvah to redeem them? There's no reason to redeem the mincha. Wait a minute, a case where it was lan before zrika zrikat adam. The mitzvah lemizrake. The mitzvah was to do zrikat adam. V'bay zorok. And had he done the zrika, it would have gone through. It would have been good. V'ktani de'ena metami tumat ochlim. And yet it doesn't receive tumat ochlim. So why not? Why don't we say the same thing over there? Why don't we say, wait, it had the ability to be zaruk. Said kol omed lizrok. Anything that had the ability to have the zrikat adam done. Kilo zarok dami. It's as if it was done already. If that's the case, then you had a shot the heter for this item, even though the zrika was never done. It wasn't enough time left in the day. When he brought the korban at that point in time, it was too late in the day for him to do zrikat dam. So there is no ability to do zrikat dam. That's why it becomes pasul belina, because he never had a shot to kosher. It was left overnight, and it will not be mekabel tumat ochlim. The Gemara says, if there was time remaining in the day, what would be the din? My mitamei tumat ochlim. Then it would have been mekabel tumat ochlim. So the Gemara says, at the tani lon. Ah, you just quoted me before the brayta, the tosefta that says achar zrika mitamei tumat ochlim. After zrikat dam, the item is mekabel tumat ochlim. Liflog b'dido. You can make a finer distinction. When there wasn't enough time left in the day, that's when prior to zrika, it's not mekabel tumat ochlim. Even though you never did the zrikat adam, mitamei tumat ochlim, because it was ra'oi. It had the ability to have zrikat adam. So achinami kamar, that's exactly what it says. Lan kodim shir el zrika. Our Mishnah, after not read it, that it was before zrika and after zrika, but it really means kodim shir el zrika, before it had the ability to ever have a zrika. I mean, it never had the option for zrika. What was that? It was too late in the day. Then it's enim etam utor ochlim. Lachar shir el zrika, when it had the ability to have zrikat adam done, even though it wasn't done, that's when it was done earlier in the day. You had the ability to do it, you didn't do it. Tamei tumat ochlim, because it had a shat kosher, even if it's only bechoach and potential. Pigel ben kodshei kodashim ben kodshim kalim mitzvah lemizrake. All right, so if you're going to use that explanation, let's talk about pigel behema. The pigel by behema, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to do zrikat adam, correct? So over here, yes, you did the zrikat adam. The person did the zrikat adam, the pigel, so he ruined it. But before that point in time, there was an opportunity to do the zrikah properly. That's kol omed lizrok zorok dami, and therefore it should become with kutumat ochlim v'bay zorik. So why don't we say invoke that principle here, Tani? And there it says deinu matami tumat ochlim. So I love the pigel bezrika that he was mefagalit at the time the zrikat adam. So if he's mefagalit the zrikat adam, then there was a point in time after the shechita, before the pigel and zrikat adam, where he could have done the zrika properly. But it says lo, the pigel b'shechita. The pigel happened so early on there was never a chance to do zrikat adam. He did the machshev pigel at the time of shechita, possible before it ever became dam that was royal zrika. Aval pigel b'zrika mai. But that means if he had the pigel by zrika, what would be the din? Achanami demami tumat ochlim. Then it would be mitami tumat ochlim. Where it says again, adatani pigel b'mincha mitami tumat ochlim. And then instead of making the distinction between behema and mincha, liflog b'dida, make a finer distinction within behema. B'med demari mamurim. When is that true? The pigel b'shechita. If only had pigel b'shechita, then there's no tumat ochlim. Aval pigel b'zrika mitami tumat ochlim. Then it would be mekabel tumat ochlim. Where it says pigel b'mincha it's trichalei. That teaches a special din of pigel b'mincha. Why? The afagav the pigel b'kemitza. Even though the pigel happened in the time of kemitza, and pigel at the time of kemitza we learned before that the mincha is compared to behema. The arba avodot of the behema, shechita, kabbalat adam, olachat adam, and zrikat adam match up with the maaseh mincha. And what matches up kemitza and mincha matches up with shechita by the behema. And so the chiddush over here is that even though kemitza is like shechita, and if you had pigel by behema in that case, that would have been no tumat ochlim because it never had a shechita kosher. Nevertheless, by the mincha, when you do the kemitza and has a din like shechita, nevertheless it is mekabel tumat ochlim because the mincha is different. The mincha was ra'oi, was edible beforehand. It has contents and products that are put into it that were edible before they were brought in nitkadesh. The behema is never kosher to eat until the point of shechita. Therefore, the pigel having shechita never has a shechita kosher. So, despite the fact that kmitz and shechita are equal in terms of their avodah or their level of avodah, nevertheless, by behema it's pasul and there was no tumat ochlim. By mincha it's pasul, but there was a shechita heter, shechita kosher, and therefore there will be a din of tumat ochlim. So that's the chiddush that teaches us. We'll continue tomorrow with the position of Rav Ashi, who gives a different answer to this problem in the Braita.